Dexter got renewed for 2 more seasons.
Really?
Good.
Yeah, and I'm feeling bad that I completely just bailed on it.
It's terrible.
But I never started it. I never even gave it the opportunity to bail. I took my cue from Danny and I ran.
You should have. Mike, you didn't stick with it, did you?
No.
You didn't?
No.
How many did you give it?
One.
One?
Yeah.
One episode this year.
So that one was so bad and so shockingly unrealistic.
You can't understand how awful it was.
Yeah, it was awful, and what was worse is it looked like it was just going to be more of the same this year. We're finding the scope of Dexter is not that wide. Cobra.
Wow.
So, yes, I gave it one, and then I did what Danny does.
Quit?
I turned and ran. Yes, quit.
2 more seasons, which will make it 8. 7 and 8 seasons. They have to quit after 8, right?
8!
I mean, how many more seasons can you have?
6!
And in the end, will he get caught?
I don't think you could have 8.
Because it's like Bryan Cranston told us when we had him on a couple seasons ago for Breaking Bad. He says, I know I'm going to die in the end. It's either cancer or the bad guys are going to get me. You wonder.
Well, that was after season one, though. A lot could change between now and then for him.
Well, I'm saying with Dexter, do you think it's the same principle where,
yes,
in the end, he has to die,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I mean, he can't continue this crap.
Go.
Why do we have to go so soon?
Look at the time, dumb butt. Because you start E! News at 44 every damn day.
Well, we had to talk about Tim Tebow.
God.
It's more important.
This is the one segment that people look forward to on this show, and they get 3 minutes of it because you can't break on time.
Me?
Yes.
You're the producer.
What did I say? I said break 8,000 times. You just keep going.
Never heard him.
Never heard that.
Never heard him. He was having his own whiskey.
Die in a fire and live in hell.
All right, 4:52 here on the ticket, the Ranch Report.
You sucked.